We thank you for each and every caller on this line this morning. We want to get this call started so that we can hear from you. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made. We all shall rejoice in it. And Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your watching over us and keeping us. But most of all, God, we thank you for loving us, that you loved us enough, that you would just be so good to us, God. You would put every good and perfect thing here on the earth for us, God, that you made us into your image, and you loved us enough that you would give up your life so that we might be saved. God, we thank you for this master's call, and we thank you for the founders of this call, that they would be obedient and say yes to your word, God, yes to serve, God, yes to teach others, God, yes to draw others to you, God, and yes to help us to learn and to grow so that we can be those fantastic ministers in the marketplace that you have called us all to be. God, we thank you for Artists International and its products and the products and what it's doing to our bodies, God. We thank you that they give us the opportunity to enrich our lives in a healthy way and in a wealthy way. And, God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line, that they join us each every Monday through Friday and sit at your table and feast on your word. And as we go stronger and stronger and stronger and go out and change the world, bringing light into the darkness, and we thank you. We thank you for the speaker that's coming forth that will render a word to you, to us this morning. We ask your virtues to be poured back into her as she is pouring out to us. God, anoint her, speak through her, and let us hear your voice ever so clearly. We thank you, we praise you, we give you honor, and we magnify your name on this majestic Thursday. And we cover this prayer with your blood. And in your name, Jesus, amen and amen. Well, it has been a total Jesus joy for me to greet each and every one of you and seat you in this telecommunications sanctuary. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I thank you for calling in this morning. I shall now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Jackie. Are you able to hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my beautiful songbird. I love you. I love you. I love you. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us and giving us our task for this Thursday. This is a majestic God Thursday, and so we thank you for that, and I love you more. Thank you so much for serving us in excellence this morning here on the Master's Call. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you wonderful ones. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California. And it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to greet each one of you and welcome you to this, the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God for their yes, because it allows for our lives to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So Minister Jackie started us off in prayer. Today I will be ending this call in prayer, and our speaker will give us a benediction. And then on Fridays we open up the call so that we can hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But there may be something that's going on with you during the course of the week, and so you may want to send us an email, which we have an email address that I would like to give to you, and we ask that you would utilize it. It is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Also, please, 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 I know you're online. I know you're on the web. We invite you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. It is our website. You will see so much inspirational information there, along with all of our messages from 2010 till now have been archived on that website. So please visit, make a comment, share that website with someone else so their lives can be changed as yours have been or are being changed and enriched and empowered and enhanced as you begin your day. So share our website with someone else. The vehicle and tool that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. And so Artist Life has been moving forward for over 28 years, and I'm telling you, that appointment with Artist will absolutely change your life, but only if you let it. And if you don't know anything about Artist and what Artist is about, then get back with the person who invited you to this call so that they could share that with you. And each and every single day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is Testimony Thursday. So if you are looking to hear, really, how does those Artist Life products work? Well, dial into this number, 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Today, again, is Testimonial Thursday, and the host for this call will be none other than the amazing manager, Claudette Brown, and so we invite you to join us there. Well, I hope you have your Bibles, your notepads, your journals, or your memos open on your phone, and you're ready to take some notes, because all I know right now is that this next speaker that's getting ready to come to the line, our messenger this morning, definitely has a message straight from the throne room. And who am I talking about this morning? Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Man, this woman of God, she is definitely a kingdom builder. She is an inspiration. She is a motivator. She is blessed. She is royal. She is efficient. She is noble. She is dedicated. She is anointed. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She's a wife. She goes over there and cleans up her church. She serves wherever she needs to serve on the Master Call. She steps in wherever she needs to step in. She's driving the highways and the byways, and she is a blessing in many lives. And so I thank God for her and who he has made and planned and purposed for her to be. And this morning, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be our prayer general, the anointed one, evangelist, prophetess, minister, Brenda Henry Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Are you out there this morning?
Wow, wow, wow. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
God. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I had to look around and say, whoa, who is this woman? Glory to God. Thank you so much for such honoring introduction. I give God glory for you for being the woman of God that you are and the friend you are and the sister you are in Christ. And I love and appreciate you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, you pulled out my favorite. I love Psalms 8, how majestic, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Thank you so much for who you are in Christ, and be safe on that highway today. And thank you, I say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for the women of God who said yes to the Lord and continues this call on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, where we do have the opportunity to feed on God's word. Thank you so much. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this morning. Good morning, TMC family. We so appreciate you, and I'm giving God glory for each and every one of you. Thank you, Lord, that you saw fit to use this vessel this morning. I thank you, Lord, that it is no longer Brenda, but Christ who dwells in me, that will go forth in the words that you've given me. I thank you, Lord, that we all will receive what you have individually and personally. We glorify you for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to speak to you guys this morning on our God is a personal God. Our God is a personal God. Do you have any special memories that come up when you read, hear, or think of Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Maybe it was Granny's favorite psalm. It was my Granny's. She taught it to me every day until I learned it. Or maybe it was read at the funeral of someone you love. You may have seen it on a plaque or memorized it as a child. David, who wrote this psalm, tells us in the first verse, the Lord is my. And then he finishes it with shepherd. Think about the word my. The verse doesn't say that the Lord is a shepherd or our shepherd. It says he is my shepherd. David talks about God as if God belonged to him and he belonged to God. In other words, the relationship is intimate, safe, and permanent. Brothers and sisters, do you, like David, talk about God as if he belongs to you and you belong to him? He's that personal God, and he definitely wants to be personal to you. So maybe today you need to be reminded of how the Lord is a personal God. So let's start off, if you will, with the Lord is my portion. You know, Psalm 16:5 said, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The Lord is my portion. When you consider the Lord as your portion, you're reminded that he is all you need. In all the areas of your life where you feel insufficient or weak, he is enough. I'm sure we all have been in that predicament sometime or another where we felt weak or we felt insufficient. We all learn our greatest lessons by trusting God through difficult times. We also learn that our own strength and abilities often fail. But with God being the personal God that he is, always there, and he assures us by his spirit living within us, we have all the power we need and more joy and peace than we can contain. So let's go about, how about this? The Lord is my rock. I know we've heard that many times through especially some of the our seniors back in the day when they talk about my Lord is my rock in a weary land. See, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. This is what Psalm 18:2 says. See, we can acknowledge that a rock, especially in the mountains, is solid and strong, just like the Lord. Therefore, a rock can provide security, a fortress, a place of protection. With the Lord as your rock, you and I learn that he is the solid foundation. Oh, glory to God. See, he will stabilize and ground you and I when life feels shaky. And when he steadies you, you are steadfast and unshakable, unmovable. Glory to God, because he is the rock. He is my rock in that weary land. Now, let's also talk about the Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's what Psalm 27:1 says. The Lord is my light and my salvation. It goes without saying that we are sure God is a personal God when he saved us from sin, death, fear, doubt, hopelessness, even from self. Yeah, I don't know about you, but when I think of God's salvation, I look at it as him erasing the old fleshly dead stuff and restoring with the spiritual life-giving gifts, blessings that was intended for us to have. That's why it's important to lay everything at his feet and rest in him. As we meditate on his word, then others will see the change that God is doing in our lives, not what we're doing, okay? We mess things up, all right? It's what God is doing through his word. He's so personal, he purifies us. He strengthens us. And then he equips us for his glory and for our good. When we consider the Lord as our salvation, we can take refuge in him. We can run to him. And then you know what he does? With open arms, he welcomes you and I. Then he defends us. He protects us. And then he preserves us. Oh, we just couldn't have it any better than that, because he is a personal God. And then you know what he does in the midst of all that? He shines through us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Now, the last thing I want to mention on this is that we have the Lord is my strength. And I know we can go on through different phases of who God is in our lives, and the Lord is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my refuge. You know, we can go through all that, but we're going to say the Lord is my strength. Psalm 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trust in him, only him, and I am helped. See, he will never leave us or forsake us. He will never let us down. He will always hold us up with his mighty right hand. Therefore, the word goes on to say, my heart exalts, and with my song I shall thank him. Even Habakkuk declared in 3:19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels. See, when we're not talking about high heels, lady, like Stacey Adams or nothing like that, we're talking about on the hills where we're walking in the beauty of his holiness. We're walking on our high heels knowing that we are strengthened, that we are being kept, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's what we're talking about. He's taken us through anything that we're going through because the Lord is my strength. You know, Job declared him to be a personal God by stating, for I know that I know that I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. We could find that in Job 19. Even through what Job went through, he never flinched about who God was. He was secure in him. He had a personal relationship with him. Why? Because God had a personal relationship with him. He knew he belonged to Job, and Job belonged to him. There was no doubt in his mind who he was in Christ. He says, I know that my Redeemer lives. Yes, all this, my children, my house, my land, everything, my animals, they're all been taken. But I know that my Redeemer lives. See, Jesus demonstrated God, his Father, to be a personal God by exchanging all of our sins and shortcomings with his precious blood and then replaced them with his righteousness. Oh, yes, his righteousness, not our own. Oh, he's a personal God, all right. He has taken our fear and replaced it with his love. He's taken our sicknesses and healed us by his stripes. Allowed his Holy Spirit to abide in us that we may become his sons and daughters and walk in truth with his resurrection power. Oh, yes, that's a shouting moment there. Because when we come to the realization, hallelujah, that we have his resurrection power living on the inside of us, oh, it's a personal relationship for sure. Oh, yes, he is definitely a personal God. See, he speaks to us on a personal level. He knows us by name. I love it when God spoke to Jeremiah saying, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. See, if that's not personal, I don't know what is, because he was letting Jeremiah know that don't worry about what you see. Don't worry about what's going on around you. When you call on me, I got your back. I have you. And then I'm going to show you who I am in the midst of it. Yes, Jesus. I'm telling you, that's a shouted moment there. See, there's a song that says, why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. See, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. You see, he's a personal God. He knows the number of hairs on our heads. Think about that. That's a Selah moment. He knows the number of hairs on our heads. He's a personal God because we were fearfully and wonderfully made. See, he knows our attributes. He knows our likes and dislikes. And they don't have to comply to people or religious ways of thinking. He knows our attributes. He knows us as individuals. He knows our character. He knows our likes and dislikes. And they don't have to comply to people or religious ways of thinking. We have set ourselves in bondage because we have tried to comply to other people's ways of thinking. He dealt with the Pharisees on that. Let me get off of that because that is another message within itself. We'll talk about that on another day. But let's go back to that he is a personal God. He calls me friend. He's a personal God because he loves me. Say that. He is a personal God because he loves me. He created us. He formed us. He redeemed us. And then he called us by our names and said, you are mine. If that's not a personal God, I don't know what is. But I hope you got a thought from this message this morning and that you were reminded that our God is a personal God. He is my shepherd. He is my rock. He is my portion. He is my salvation. He is my strength. We have a personal God. God bless you all. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, woman of God, for that powerful message. My God, he is a personal God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, I would like to take this moment to pray over our prayer request. Father, woo, hallelujah. We just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. God, we thank you for just being you. We thank you that you are all that we need you to be, Father. We thank you for waking us up and allowing us to be in this majestic Thursday that you have made, that we will not complain about anything in, but that we will rejoice and be glad. We thank you, God, that you are our healer. We thank you that you are our deliverer. We thank you that you are our strong tower. We thank you that you are our peace, oh God. And so we thank you, God, that we are not missing anything in this day, but that we have everything and that with you, you make all things possible. And so I thank you for Minister Brenda, and I thank you for the word and the message that you imparted into her to bring to us. And I ask right now that you will fill her up with your virtue and that you will supply every need that she stands in need of according to your riches and glory, God. I pray right now that the peace of God will surpass every single thing that she stands for, Father. Every single thing that she will come in contact with, Father, we say victory in the name of Jesus, Father. And so for Minister, I lift up Minister Kai to you, and I pray, God, that you will continue to keep working in her life, that you will continue to orchestrate and do mighty things in her life, that you would open doors that only you can open as she continues to be diligent in those things that you have asked for her to do, Father. I lift up Mother Eleanor to you, and I pray total peace, your healing hand be upon her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up Mother Oliver to you, and I pray right now that you would continue to bless her, continue to heal her, continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. I lift up Artist Life to you, and I pray, God, as you have given the vision to Papa Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago, I pray that the vision will still be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that no weapon formed against any of our dreams, any of our plans, any of our purposes will prosper, but God, that we will walk into being more than conquerors in the name of Jesus, Father. And so we bless you, Father. We praise you, we magnify you and glorify you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So I want to thank each and every single one of you, and I am asking a special request. Please post this replay number on your social media sites and call back to 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677#. What a powerful message this was this morning. Continue to spread the word. We will be heading over to Testimonial Thursday with Manager Claudette Brown. That number to hear the testimonies are 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617#. Minister Jackie, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us again. Thank you for tagging this day as our God is Majestic Thursday. To you, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much for that profound and on-time word, just a confirmation of who God is in our life. And I have, I'm just overjoyed right now to be here and to
be the host this morning and to serve each one of you in excellence. And I'll ask Minister Brenda if she will come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day. Praise God.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Lord, you definitely have been our dwelling place, and we thank you, Lord, that you are so personal that we can say, you are my shepherd. You are my strength. You are my portion. You are my rock. You're all that we need, Lord God, because you're El Shaddai, all by yourself. We thank you, Father, as we go forth this day in your power, in your love, in your peace, and we will give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Bless your people as they go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Have a wonderful day.